Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
You better believe it. We're here coming off a weekend. It's Monday. Everybody hates Monday except Laura and I. We love it. It's good.
I love Monday. Yeah. It's great. Up and at 'em.
It's fine.
I already have my lemon water. Dogs have been out. It was chilly, though.
Oh, yes. It's one of those days where you can't look at the thermometer. I hate days like that. You're like, ah, it's 19. It's not that bad. But you go out and it feels like single digits or something.
Right.
I hate it.
Well, and then later on today, it's going to be like, so it's 17 right now. It's going to be 47.
Yeah. And I think just the opposite with a high temperature. People go, well, it's only going to be 47. I'm like, no, man, that's great. It's almost 50.
That's a 30 degree difference.
Yeah. And then I always say it's like 50. Like tomorrow, it's going to be 59. So I'm going to say, mm-hmm. it's 60. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, it's going to be 65. I say, it's like almost 70. You know, so I go that route. But when it's a low number, I go, man, it's cold.
Yeah. And yesterday was also a deceiving day as well.
Yeah.
I kept looking outside. It was so beautiful and sunny. So like in the morning, I was like, okay, let's take a walk, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I went out without a hat and regretted it instantly. I was like, what the heck? Oh, it's only like 25 degrees.
Exactly. You know, and it's today I left without the gloves. Oh, that's not too bad. And I don't have a heated steering wheel. So I'm like, whoa, it's cold out here.
I saw this thing floating around the internet.
All right.
The 12 seasons of Pennsylvania. I'm sure everyone seen this. And it's hilarious because the 12 seasons of Pennsylvania, it goes winter, then full spring, then second winter, then spring of deception, then third winter, followed by the pollinating.
Oh, I hate that season.
Actual spring.
Okay. Right?
Yeah. Actual spring. Summer.
Yeah.
Hell's front porch.
That's, false, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
False fall. Second summer. And then actual fall. And then it starts all over again.
And Hell's Front Porch and Second Summer are those days where there's a constant threat of late-day thunderstorms and it's 100 degrees. You know
yes.
what I mean?
So I think technically we're in like the spring of deception.
Yes.
Because
yes.
it's early enough in March that, all right, it might reach 60 degrees this week, but I swear there's one more stinking snowstorm on the way.
Yeah. Well, there it is. Like tomorrow it'll be 60 and Wednesday it'll be 65 and everybody will be putting the shorts on and putting the winter coats away. And then next week it'll be like 20 degrees and snowing. So, you know, it is Pennsylvania. I mean, love it or hate it, it is where we live.
Right? Seriously. I do. I love all the seasons, but sometimes I could do without that, you know, spring of deception and third winter.
And Hell's Kitchen summer. Yeah.
Hell's front porch. To
yeah,
be specific.
Yeah, yeah, that. Hell's kitchen, the front porch, the bathroom. I don't care. Anyway, the 12 seasons of PA. I love it. Love it or hate it. Here's where we live. Love it or hate it. Space Jam is back, and Jimmy Fallon is going to talk about it. And coming up in the next few minutes, our first frozen food find of the week that could make you a winner at Wise Markets.
Say that. Frozen food finds. Frozen food finds.
Not bad.
You got it.
Our lips are working early on a Monday morning. It's Tom and Laura.
Frozen. Right here on 94KX.
Frozen.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Hold on now. Laura's got something going with these 12 seasons of Pennsylvania. And everybody's chiming in. We should post it up and see what you think. Where did you find this? Somebody from Pennsylvania must have written it, right?
It has been floating around the internet for the past, I'd say, like week and a half. I've seen a bunch of different people post it. So I was like, I'll snag it and share it this morning.
Yeah.
So I can't take credit, but I don't know where it originally came from.
I wonder, like, what's the consensus? Do people, like, just hate the second and the third winter we have to suffer through? And then come this summer, they'll be like, why do we have a second, third summer? I hate it. I mean,
well, that's the thing. I feel like at the end of winter, so right now when we're in the spring of deception, mm-hmm. People are anticipating that third winter and they're like, oh, I just want it to be warm and nice outside and whatever. But fast forward to September.
Yes, please.
When you are sort of in the dog days of summer, and it seems like summer is longer and longer and longer each year with temps in the 90s.
Yep, you're waiting for the leaves to change. You're waiting to wear a jacket. You're waiting for football weather.
And you're standing on Hell's front porch thinking about Friday Night Lights, and you're like, oh, I just really want to wear that cute coat and my boots and whatever, and it's still 87 degrees at 7 o'clock at night.
Let's share that with Central PA and see what people think, because, and don't be caught in the moment, people. Don't say you hate second winter and third winter, because trust me, like Laura said, in September, when you're waiting for the fall and it's really hot and there's thunder showers, you're going to be like, I hate this too. So be honest. Right, you gotta
Actual fall. My favorite season is actual fall.
Yes, it's beautiful in PA and anywhere in the
Spring
Northeast.
Spring is my least favorite season because of mud.
Mud. Mm-hmm. You tell
anyone
this lady has horses.
Who has large outdoor animals really, really, really hates mud season, and
there
it is upon us.
I hate second winter and third winter. I just hate it. But hey, you know what? Stay frozen, because Tom and Laura have the Wise Market's frozen food find of the day, and today it's real simple: frozen burgers.
So you people, like burger patties?
Yeah,
like
you people that are too lazy to make your own, you go to the store and you buy a box of frozen burgers, and actually they're pretty good when you buy the big fat ones, and you just pop them on the grill, and there you go.
Yeah, the nice quarter pounders.
Quarter pounders. Sweater weather and quarter pounders.
Sweater weather and quarter pounders on the barbecue. Perfect.
Frozen burgers. Those two words, all you have to remember later on today. Mark Stevens will ask you for the frozen food find of the day from Wise Markets, and you're a winner with 94KX.
As easy as that. Frozen burgers.
Frozen burgers. Yeah. News is coming up next if Mark has decided to be here and rob the Sports Center.
There. Don't throw him under the bus.
No,
like
I'm not. I love the guy, but it's International Women's Day, and these guys might be taking a day off. I don't understand what that means. But we will
talk.
What?
They're not women.
I know. So what are you guys doing? Get on a job. Anyway, we'll talk about International Women's Day coming up as well. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
Right here on 94KX.
Listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Happy International Women's Day, Laura.
Hey, thank you very much.
I think women deserve a month. Other things get a month. Women get but a day.
Yeah, or at least a week, like everyone's birthday.
Yeah, the week of Laura, the week of Tom. Whatever birthday. I don't think one day's enough. Anyway, this is a day to celebrate the cultural, social, and economic achievements of women. Beyonce deserves like a day of her own. Women, women on the whole deserve, like you said, a week or a month.
There's actually a really cool theme to this year's International Women's Day.
Oh?
Which is Choose to Challenge. And it's a hashtag. You can look it up on any of the social medias.
Okay.
But it says, a challenged world is an alert world. From challenge comes change. So let's all choose to challenge. How can you help forge a gender equal world, celebrate women's achievements, raise awareness against bias, take action for equality? Challenge to change.
I like that. Because
me too.
In any walk of life, from challenge comes change.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And sometimes the biggest challenges bring about the best type of change.
So get out there and change it up, ladies. What do you think?
I think change it up, everybody. Ladies have been challenging and changing and doing lots of great stuff for, I'd say, the past, 150 years. So,
but be heard. This is what I mean. I don't mean making a change. I mean, women are women. They do it every day. But, you know, speak up. And guys, pay attention. Guys.
As Beyonce once said, who run the world? Girls.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Okay, we talked about International Women's Day, and women don't get enough credit, and some men will never move on. Laura, here's the story of a Missouri pastor who's in a little hot water.
Okay. Ruh-roh.
Pastor Stuart Allen Clark enlightened his congregation over the weekend saying this to women.
Your man needs an attractive wife. Hockey player said. He said, I married a trophy wife, but now she looks like the Stanley Cup. You see what I'm talking about? And ladies, here's the thing you need to know about men. Don't give him a reason to be looking around. Hello? Don't do that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Pastor.
Oh.
1950 called. It wants its attitude back. Thanks.
Perfect. I even go even earlier than 1950, but yes. Yes, this is still going on in the world.
He said that
yes.
this Sunday? This past Sunday?
It's gone viral. He said it this weekend, and today is International Women's Day. Bud, poor timing. Poor attitude.
Ooh, shame. Shame, shame.
Unbelievable. The rest of the news is coming up next. I think we need some good news next hour. After that, what do you think?
Absolutely. Three stories to make you smile. Don't worry. We will be not telling any ladies to stay good looking for their men. Ever.
That was just awful. Bill Maher talks about Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head and the trouble they're going through. A late night
soundbite.
Last time
I checked, a potato doesn't have genitals, but I'm just saying.
And also on the way next hour, the Quarantunes help us with Help Me Wanda. Help Me Wanda.
I can't wait.
It's all next hour. Stay with us.
7 o'clock is going to prove to be quite the hour, I can already tell.
It is. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
Right here on 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Help me, Wanda. WandaVision is concluded, season number one on Disney Plus. And you comic book people, you Marvel Studios people, you movie mic kind of people loved it. I didn't even watch. I read about it.
Neither did I. It's super funny that you're bringing this up today because over the weekend, the husband and I almost clicked play, but we wanted to finish a different series first. So I was like, oh, let's hold off. But what's her name? Olsen, who plays the main character. Elizabeth Olsen, sorry.
Okay.
She is getting all kinds of accolades for her excellent portrayal of emotion throughout this entire miniseries.
Yeah, she's supposed to be able to predict events of the world by watching old television shows. It's a very cool idea. I mean, you see I Love Lucy pop up. You're like, hey, wait a minute. What's up with that? You know? But it's gone, and now the head of the studios at Disney Plus says he doesn't necessarily know if there will be a season two, even though season one left us with a bunch of questions.
Well, isn't it, though, all somehow in the Marvelverse? This is where we need Movie Mike.
Exactly.
It's all connected to Doctor Strange.
Yeah, all that.
It's actually like a mystery series deeply rooted in the Marvel Universe lore.
Yeah, and most people that are addicted to the show don't mind being left hanging, you know, after season one.
Well, because, I mean, I needed a flow chart to kind of, like, get to the last Avengers movie because okay. all of the things were connected.
Yeah.
And then during quarantine, the husband and I literally followed the flow chart and watched every single superhero movie known to man.
Of course you
But
did.
The thing is when you go in order, they all connect to one another, and it's actually kind of impressive.
Yeah, you know, and people think this all started with Star Wars. No, man, Marvel Comics have been doing this forever. You know, this whole connectivity kind of thing. But I didn't watch any of it. I only read about it. I was kind of intrigued about it, but I didn't watch it. So help me. Help me, Wanda. Help
me. At first
me.
It didn't seem to jive with the MCU.
What am I doing here?
All those Marvel characters didn't do what they used to do.
How'd you even do all this?
I don't know how I did it.
But WandaVision caught my eye.
Caught my
eye. And his popularity's on the rise. But I need help to figure out what is going on.
You were counting on me to have all the answers, right?
WandaVision, WandaVision.
This is absurd.
Help me, Wanda. WandaVision.
Don't make me hurt you.
WandaVision.
WandaVision.
You're testing me. How'd you even do all this?
I don't know how.
Help me, Wanda, yeah.
Help me figure it out.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's about.
Somehow I feel Chad Evans would have done a better job on that song. However,
I liked it.
It wasn't bad by the Quarantunes trying to sing about something other than the pandemic? Will the Quarantunes have to change their name? That's a question that's hanging.
Oh, they might need to. They might have to sort of formulate a new group as we move out of quarantine.
That's
all
right.
I know is what I'm gathering from that is WandaVision.
Yeah.
Everything is not as it seems.
Wow, that's a lot like this show.
I don't think we're that mysterious, Tom.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right. Monday morning, Thomas calls for some coffee.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And basically, Starbucks, it's expensive.
Yeah, it is.
A former Starbucks employee basically took to social media to teach everyone a, quote, foolproof way to get free coffee. Check it out.
I don't know if I want to hear this.
I worked for Starbucks for almost 10 years. I'm not here to snitch on anybody, but listen, if you're rude to a barista, you may or may not be getting decaf espresso in your caramel macchiato.
What?
Sorry, Karen. Tip number two, a foolproof way to getting a free drink and a free snack. In order for this to work, you have to go into the cafe. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to the barista and ask to do a coffee tasting with them. They're going to prepare whatever pastry you want with whatever coffee you want. You guys are going to enjoy it together. They're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's going to be great.
Wait, that's no.
Right?
No.
Who knew you could do a coffee tasting?
Well, I didn't, and that could be fun, but still, like, there's a chance that you won't get what you ordered if you're at least a little snippy with your barista, really?
I feel like here's the thing. You just need to be kind always to those who are in service. Seriously.
Yeah, please, everyone, be kind, especially to people that are serving you food and drink. So,
well, especially on a Monday to get your coffee. I mean, your barista should be your best friend.
Agreed.
Whether it's a local shop or a Starbucks.
So that's not so much good news as it is good advice.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Now, here's some good news that we all could use as we move forward with the world. Slowly opening up.
All right.
The first wave of data is finally in for all of the different COVID vaccines. Now, not the Johnson & Johnson one, just the Pfizer and the Moderna. And it's very promising, according to research scientists.
Mm.
The vaccines are actually doing better than researchers predicted, with between 85 and 92% effectiveness being reported worldwide.
Wow. And numbers locally, Geisinger returning back to normal. Evan is close. And we went six straight days without a COVID death here in the Valley. And I think things are looking up. Oh, and one side note, if anybody tells you you don't need the second dose, don't believe them.
Second dose.
I'll be getting mine tomorrow. Good news.
Yay. And last but not least, if you're a Disney fan, Disneyland is going to be opening back up sooner rather than later. They can open on April 1st with limited capacity as California begins to slowly open up as a state.
Yay. That's great news for the West Coast.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Edie Falco played the wife of a gangster on The Sopranos, and now she's playing the wife of another gangster, only this time it's a gangster of love. Edie will play Hillary Clinton on FX's Impeachment American Crime Story. Clive Owen is playing Bill Clinton. The cast also includes Booksmart's Beanie Feldstein as Monica Lewinsky, Sarah Paulson as Linda Tripp, Betty Gilpin from GLOW as Ann Coulter, and comedian Billy Eichner as Matt Drudge. And believe it or not, Lewinsky is actually on board as a producer.
That sounds
like must-see TV. In a sign that studios might be feeling optimistic about COVID-19 vaccine distribution, Paramount has moved up the release date of A Quiet Place Part 2 from September to Memorial Day weekend. The move was announced Thursday evening by director John Krasinski. The sequel to the surprise 2018 horror hit was originally scheduled for release in March 2020, but was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic that really kicked in that same month. Since then, A Quiet Place Part 2 has changed release dates several times as the pandemic showed no signs of abating. And looking at the current movies in theaters, Disney's Raya and the Last Dragon had a bit of a soft opening with $8.6 million. That's good in pandemic terms, but really not so great for Disney. Tom and Jerry held strong in the second spot with another $6.6 million. The science fiction movie Chaos Walking opened in third place with $3.8 million. That has a $100 million budget, so they got a long way to go to make their money back. The basketball drama Boogie debuted in fourth place with $1.2 million, and The Croods 2 rounds out the top five with $780,000. Those are your entertainment stories for this Monday morning. I'll be back on Friday.
Okay, thanks, Mike. SBC Media is kind of following the trend of Paramount there and looking positive. Hopefully all three of us will be back in the same studio soon, right, Laura?
Yeah, a couple weeks. We have a date. Yep. We're making a plan. It's going to be good.
Yep. We'll have Mike, Tom, Laura, Murphy, all in the same studio.
And MacGyver. I'm telling you, I'm bringing him.
This is going to be an epic broadcast coming soon. News is coming up next. Mark's got that. Rob's got the sports. And Steve's got the AccuWeather.
AccuWeather. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, all coming up next on 94KX.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
Okay, Laura, I don't think I'd want to mess with any animal during mating season. What do you think?
No.
No. Well, this guy got messed with by some tom turkeys.
Goes up and gets big, and it starts coming towards me. And my first thought was, I'm going to get big and maybe scare it off.
No.
What do I know? It just keeps coming, so I turn and just run. And I quickly look around to see if any of my neighbors are seeing the idiot being chased by a turkey.
It's best to keep your distance, for your own safety and for the sake of the animals, too.
Two times you don't mess with a turkey, during mating season and right around Thanksgiving. And there it is. And Marshmallow Peeps makeup?
Marshmallow, not just yellow. It's just how you do it.
Marshmallow Peeps makeup. No, not a good idea.
Every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
There's makeup and there's throw up. Yeah. And
we just don't like Peeps.
No. And
there it is.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Take me out to the ball game. Laura, you better call your dad. He's got to step it up this year. He's got to step it up.
How come?
Baseball's coming. Weekend of April 1st, the season starts. They're in preseason now. First up, don't get carried away with preseason baseball, all right? My brother's already slamming me. He texted me the other day, Orioles 9, Red Sox 2. I'm like, stop.
I mean, it's spring training. Yeah. It's spring training. It's nothing.
I got news for you. Yeah. When you got a guy standing on the mound and he's jersey number 199, you're probably not going to see him in the spring.
No.
So anyway, but there's a new poll out that says who needs to step up and who doesn't need to step up. A new survey on Major League Baseball fans and how much beer they drink during the game. And the Phillies are like in last place. What?
Wait, what? Really?
The Chicago White Sox have the biggest beer drinking fan base. They guzzle down 4.2 beers each. Like every fan drinks more than four beers per game at a White Sox game. It's probably because they suck.
Well, I mean, if you take the average, I mean, you're watching a baseball game for like a solid 3 hours. You could probably safely have one beverage an hour.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a lot of time.
This
drink
according to like,
beers.
Like DUI laws. Yeah, one drink per hour. Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, Chicago leads with 4.2 beers. If you're looking for the top five, the Atlanta Braves, the Cincinnati Reds, the Cleveland's now unnamed team, it says here.
Yeah, because they are changing their name. That's cool.
Sooner or
later.
And
then the Padres.
Yeah. What the heck? It's hot out there in San Diego.
That surprises me about the Phillies, though.
Yeah, the teams that don't drink much, they are the teams that come in at about two beers. And there's our Phillies. Come on, guys.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, though, maybe this isn't the fans' fault. Oh. Maybe it's the pricing.
Don't even go there, but you are so.
Maybe.
You are so
maybe
right.
The Philadelphia Phillies organization needs to take a look at how much they're charging for that there Yingling and realize that the bars surrounding the ballpark, it's $1.50, okay?
Yeah.
And
so
then inside, it's $20. Well, I'm just saying.
Last time I went to a Phillies game, pre-COVID, my daughter lives in Philly, so we went to the game, and the beer guy is coming down, and right next to him is the margarita guy. Are you kidding me? So he's coming down the aisle, and the guy goes, call beer. I go, yeah, give me one. You know, so he's handed over and My daughter says, I wouldn't mind trying one of the margaritas. I said, go ahead. She goes, I don't have the money for that stuff. So I was like being super dad, right?
Sure, of course.
Give me one of the margaritas, too. What color do you want, baby? She's like, oh, take the green one. All right, send the green one over. The guy goes like, $28. Like,
oh, my gosh.
I was like, $28 for a beer and the margarita? He goes, no, the beer is $5. The margarita. I was like, whoa.
Oh, my gosh. Do you remember? Whoa. So our sister station, Eagle 107, is a Philadelphia Phillies affiliate, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
Do you remember when the bunch of us went down and we were hanging out in the box? It was beautiful. It was wonderful. Yeah. But then we took a walk, and then one of our coworkers, who shall remain nameless, decided to be like, be the big, like the big man on campus. Yeah. It was like, hey, a round of shots for me and my friends. And they almost keeled over when it was $110.
Mumbling in his ear, you don't want to do this, buddy.
No, no, right? Like, I got it.
No, you don't.
And I was like, no, seriously, we can go back. We have free beer in the suite. Like, it's cool. Like, you don't have to do this. No. Come on. Everybody get it. Let's do a shot. It's like, all right. Each shot was $15.
Go ahead and buy a round of shots for your pals and skip a car payment. Okay? That's about that. Unbelievable.
My gosh.
News is next. Stay with us. Mark's got the news. Rob's got everything but drinking at the game. And Steve's got the AccuWeather.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
McDonald's has got 3 new chicken sandwiches, Laura.
Wonderful.
I heard Chad Evans talking about this the other morning on the radio, and he sounded way over the top excited. He admitted to all of Central PA that he is addicted to McDonald's. He doesn't care what anybody thinks. He needs to go to McDonald's all the time. And there's kind of one on the way home there in Elysburg as he's heading home, right?
There is. I've been known to stop on occasion. I do appreciate a sweet tea from McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
And get it half cut. And if you're a McDonald's insider, you know exactly what that means. I have a large sweet tea, half cut.
Half cut, huh?
Yeah, it means that they do half and half. Half sweet, half unsweetened.
Oh, that's
cool.
So
it kind of like makes it a little healthier, even though there's like 47,000 grams of sugar in it.
Pretty soon a splash of lemonade there, a little bit of maybe a little Coke and a little orange, and then you got a tornado there. What do they call them? Cyclones or whatever we used to call them.
A flurry, a McFlurry.
No. The things that, the drink, when you put everything in one cup and you drink it.
Oh, like
remember when you were a kid? Yeah, when you were
a kid. Like a gremlin? Like a monster soda?
Oh, boy. I think we have 2 generations of titles for this drink. You always had that cousin at a family party that, oh, I'm going to put some Coke in there. I'm going to put some lemonade. I'm going to put some whatever we got. And then,
yeah, you mix it all together.
He'd be barfing in the bushes a couple minutes later.
You go down the line.
That's a Coal Region party. But you know what a Coal Region party is? Don't do it again, Tom. No, not again.
Oh, you're making the dog bark, Tom.
Am I really? I'm sorry. I apologize. Coal Region. Yeah, he's a Coal Region dog. He knows the chicken dance.
Listen. Basically, they love the chicken dance, these dogs. Here's the thing, 3 brand new sandwiches, crispy, spicy, or deluxe.
Ooh, and we got one for you now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
What call are we taking?
Be quick on the dial this morning. Caller number 1 right now on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. And one of those brand new McDonald's chicken sandwiches could be yours. Good luck.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Here we are wrapping up the show. A friend of mine just texted me and said, tornadoes? No, cyclones? Maybe. We're talking about when you were a kid and you always had that weird cousin Larry or something that mixed up every single drink at the family party. She said when she was a kid, they were called something else and you can't say the word on the radio. I said, okay, all right.
Oh, we called them like a gremlin.
Yeah, funny word. I mean, gremlins was
or like a kamikaze, a gremlin, a hurricane.
Yep. Hurricane was a big word in there, too. So anyway, we kind of opened up discussion here all over a chicken dance, which is weird. Well, chicken dance again tomorrow with McDonald's and give you a chance to win. Everyone has done the chicken dance at a wedding. Come on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that, the Hokey Pokey, and then the Pennsylvania Polka if you're in the coal region.
Absolutely, the Pennsylvania Polka, and maybe a little roll out the barrels, too. I mean, as not...
Yep, yep. DJ, also, you know? Celebrate good times. Come on.
Cool in the gang. All right, these are things that just came up in the last few minutes of the show. Chad Evans is coming up next. Mark Stevens this afternoon with a chance for you to win with Wise Markets. You heard it with Tom and Laura earlier this morning. We opened up the show hating on Monday, but Laura and I said we don't hate Monday. We love Mondays, right?
No, no. And you guys, Monday didn't do anything to us except give us 52 chances a year. Brand new chances a year. It's kind of a lot.
That sounds like a thought for the day.
That indeed it is.
Share
so make
that.
Today a good one.
Yes. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.